From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The push for troop withdrawals from Iraq became a shove today in the Senate. It came in the form of an amendment sponsored by the top Democrat on the Armed Services Committee. Michigan's Carl Levin seeks to attach a redeployment deadline to a defense authorization bill, and it appears some Republicans may join Democrats in backing the measure. NPR's David Wellna is at the Capitol.
Just as he did in the spring, Armed Services Chairman Carl Levin is again calling for U.S. troop withdrawals from Iraq to begin within 120 days of enactment. But Levin noted today that this time there's also a firm deadline.
We had in the last version a firm date to begin, so that firm date remains. What is added here is that we would set into this language that the transition shall be completed by April 30th. Whether or not that loses a vote or picks up some votes, we just simply don't know.
Majority Leader Harry Reid said he's counting on virtually all Senate Democrats voting for the measure. And he said he's been told a number of Republicans will vote with them as well. One such Republican could be Maine's Susan Collins. She says she agrees with the thrust of the troop withdrawal amendment.
We should have a goal of beginning a significant drawdown of our troops by the end of the first quarter of next year. But it's the requirement of beginning within 120 days that I find problematic. So I haven't decided.
While Collins remains undecided, fellow Maine Republican Olympia Snow has made up her mind. She intends to vote now for a troop withdrawal deadline rather than waiting for a White House report on Iraq in September.
Are we postponing the inevitable by waiting until September? Or do we take this opportunity to express ourselves in a concerted way that sends a strong message to the Maliki government that we mean what we say?
But after lunch today with fellow Republicans, Minnesota's Norm Coleman predicted most won't vote for the Levin Amendment.
Those of us who express concerns about the policy, those of us who express concerns about the surge, not sure that that many of us who felt that, and I've just listened to my colleagues, do not believe that withdrawing by a set date would be a wise course of action.
Nor does President Bush, who told an invited group in Cleveland today he understands Iraq is consuming the American public.
I fully understand how tough it is on our psyche. I fully understand that when you watch the violence on TV every night, people are saying, is it worth it? Can we accomplish an objective? Well, first I want to tell you, yes, we can accomplish and win this fight in Iraq. And secondly, I want to tell you, we must, for the sake of our children and our grandchildren.
But even the president's strongest supporters on Iraq express misgivings. Arizona Republican John McCain, just back from a visit to Iraq, today gave a somber assessment of the situation there.
There is progress being made. We're a long way from succeeding. We are concerned about the Maliki government not passing the legislation that is necessary. I hope they understand how critical that aspect is of this equation, because it's not only got to be military security provided, but also political progress.
A vote on the troop withdrawal amendment could come later this week. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.